Welcome to the Print Pod. Adam Sapansanga, editor of the Frontier Dispatch, wrote an article, How Unseen Mizoram Came Together to Tell Its Side of the Story in Border Clash with Assam. I am Utsa and I bring you the podcast version of this article. How Unseen Mizoram Came Together to Tell Its Side of Story in Border Clash with Assam. Demarcation of disputed boundary between Assam and Mizoram aside, the current tension has more to do with people and the perception that Assam is resorting to force. In the beginning, there was fire. In the end, blood. Monday's clash between police forces of Assam and Mizoram in border town Verengte is a dark turn in the boundary dispute between the two northeast states. But what is new in this long-drawn chapter is how the Mizos have come together to counter what they perceive is a bias towards Assam in the way the dispute story has been told. Mizoram's public is especially active on social media now. For a state where English is barely a second language, Hindi a distant third, and which remains largely off the radar of national media, the past few days have seen a steep uptick in posts drafted for non-Mizo readers. Major national media houses are tagged in an attempt to explain Mizoram's side of the story. Villagers and farmers on the boundary region remain concerned if and when they may have visitors from the other side. One erroneous social media post about truckloads of Assam police officers heading towards Mizoram was viral for 2 days. On Tuesday, the hashtags Assam Shot First and Assam Shot First Mizoram went viral on Twitter, with even ruling and opposition leaders, including five-term Chief Minister Lal Thanhavla, using them to express solidarity. Videos shot from either side of Monday's clash emerged with subtitles under the hashtag, as did maps showing the Central Reserve Police Force buffer being breached by the contingent of Assam police. By Wednesday, hashtag Shame on Assam was one of the top trending hashtags on Twitter, as memes depicting national and regional media biases against Mizoram in their coverage began to pour in on social media. Users also shared a screenshot of two images combined together. One of an Assam MP using a Mizo man's photo to say civilians were armed and present at the boundary, and another of a post by the man in the first photo threatening legal action and explaining that the image was several years old and that he was at the home under lockdown in Aizawl on Monday. Others were cartoons about media bias. Still others were videos from Monday seemingly showing Assam police firing the first shot, while another carried clips from media articles. Some memes bore pictures from last year's chain of events, one of which contrasted the image of blockade with stranded truck drivers being fed by local organizations. Meanwhile, influential and respected community groups have issued messages of solidarity, appealing people living in the border region to brace for any eventuality, including communal tension within the state. In all this, Mizoram government officials remain perplexed how its giant neighbor has changed with the change of guard. Himanta Biswa Sarma, becoming the new chief minister after the BJP's victory in the assembly election, fought under the chief ministership of Sarbananda Sonowal. The dispute over boundary between Assam and Mizoram is an old one, with Mizoram accepting the 1875 demarcation and Assam sticking to the one set in 1933. The stand of the Mizoram government and everyone else in the state is that the 1875 demarcation was agreed upon with the consent of Mizo representatives, while the one in 1933 was arbitrary. But arguments about demarcations and whether Mizos were consulted aside, the current tensions are more localized and have to do with the people, the land they cultivate, and the perception that Assam is resorting to force through its sheer numbers and unilateral action. On 9th October 2020, a month-long standoff in the interstate boundary started after an FIR was filed by the Subdivisional Officer Civil, Kavartha Subdivision. The FIR said that around 1 p.m. a large contingent of armed police and forest staff led by the Deputy Commissioner and Superintendent of Police Karim Ganj, Assam, and District Force officers entered the farms of two residents in Mizoram's Thinglun village and an hour later, one hut was burnt and crops in their farmlands damaged. Videos of the burning hut and a hapless man trying to douse the flames circulated quickly on social media and were headline news that evening and the following day. Over the next few days, there were news reports about the blockades of the national and interstate highways, more clashes between villagers on either side, bomb blasts, high-level meetings, and deployment of central paramilitary forces to act as a buffer between the police forces of the two states. Tensions had reduced by 11th November. But Mizoram officials soon began to sense that the neighboring state was becoming less amenable to talks. The boundary issue flared up again when Assam officials and armed police officers entered a farm in Shuvel in Mizoram's Mamit district. And just like the previous year, incidents at various flashpoints among the 164-kilometer interstate boundary involving five districts began to occur. Burnt huts, Assam officials coming past the CRPF buffer near Verengute, farms being visited by armed contingents from the other side, police from either side engaged in a push and shove on ridge lines cultivated by Mizo farmers, road construction through farms and explosions now and then. On 12th July, Mizoram Home Minister Lal Chamliana held a press conference where he said his government will not be the first to release its grip on the arrow. The statement proved to be prophetic. Incidents that still flummox Mizoram officials began to take place after a meeting of Northeast Chief Ministers chaired by Union Home Minister Amit Shah in Shillong last weekend. Assam's Chief Minister, Chief Secretary and the DGP drive through Kachar district escorted by the Assam police, the latter two even spending a night at Silchar. Then, just hours after the Chief Secretary and DGP crossed Kachar district and entered Mizoram, a contingent of about 200 armed Assam police personnel, led by an IGP along with civilians, the convoy of vehicles even included an ambulance, drove past the CRPF buffer. As videos from the scene show, push came to shove when the Mizoram police officers were forcibly removed from their camp. In a standoff that lasted several hours, pandemonium ensued with the arrival of a hapless injured couple in a heavily dented car, followed by lathi charge, tear gas, stun grenades, and finally gunfire. No recent event has united Mizos as much as Monday's clash and the incidents leading up to it. The clash, which lasted all afternoon, was streamed live by villagers on social media platforms, and the exchange of gunfire, civilians fleeing amidst sounds of automatic rifles and bullets whizzing past, were watched by tens of thousands of people on their smartphones, with everything recorded and available for people to watch and share. It's clear that Mizos will only become more invested in the boundary dispute, with more people becoming aware than ever before. Thank you for listening. We will be back tomorrow with a new episode.